99X, Barnes and Leslie, your morning X, and we have a guest here that the last time he was here, we were called the Pop Culture Show, but no mas. Now it's the morning X. Please welcome Ken Fuchs. What's up?
Hey, Barnes.
Man.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Leslie.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Now, for those that don't know Ken, if you don't know the name, you might know some of the programs that he directs. The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. See if I forget any. Family Feud, Shark Tank. What else right now?
Celebrity Family Feud.
Celebrity Ooh. Family Feud.
Just finished. We just finished taping a new season that will air shortly.
Honestly, I don't know anyone that directs more shows concurrently than you.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
It's pretty unbelievable. Well, welcome back.
He sounds so calm. He sounds so calm.
I know.
Or half asleep. Yeah. No, it's calm, you know, it's calming, and it's also a very crazy time in our business, as you know. So it's stressful, and, you know, you just try to manage it.
Well, that was going to be a question, so let's just get right into the writer's strike, because you live about a third of your year or a quarter of your year here in Atlanta.
Right, that's right. We shoot syndicated Family Feud here in Atlanta with Steve Harvey, and we are here, right, that's right, about 12 weeks.
You know, if y'all ever need people, you should come to us so we can tell our Morning X listeners, like next year when y'all come back, if you need families, because I know it's hard to find sometimes the full collection of people, so we'll send some people your way. It's funny to watch that. Harvey's hysterical.
Harvey's hysterical.
But writer's strike, so does that mean... Mm-hmm. We're going to see like 15 variations of The Bachelor coming this season to make up for, and I'm not joking. I'm being serious.
Well, there was some predictions of that. In fact, the last writer's strike, which I'm not sure my dates. I think it was like 07.
07, right? I think it was.
I think that they did sort of load up on more non-scripted, unscripted reality and content. But from what I've read, I don't really have any insider information, but from what I've read, they're not scrambling as hard this time to
really
to just load up on new content. I think they're relying on content they had. I think they banked a lot of content, and then, you know, they've got reruns and other things. So I'm not sure that there's a rush to that. I haven't heard of any, but there is some supersizing going on where they'll take a 60-minute episode and make it 90s. I think Survivor's doing that.
Oh.
Some others. So there's some, you know, yes, there is some of that.
Clever.
For sure, yeah.
Well, Ken, I have to say my favorite show that you work on, I've said this before, is Shark Tank. I will sit there and watch it for hours.
Let's go.
Same.
Let's go. But I have to ask you because, you know, when Martha Stewart mm-hmm. was on the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit at 80, you know, she looked gorgeous. I saw Barbara Corcoran,
one
of your sharks, mimic that, and she looked fantastic.
Yikes.
She did look fantastic. I love
sassy.
Barbara. We love Barbara. Very sassy.
Yeah, Barbara's always really nice to everyone.
And smart.
Yes. She is such a flirt.
Yeah,
oh, she is.
She is an amazing woman. We love Barbara.
Yeah, she goes after it. Every time I've been on the set at Shark Tank and I see any guy come within, like, say, 30 feet, she is, like, on it. But you see her do it with people on the show, too, like people that come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little flirty here and there.
A little flirty
here
and
there. Yeah, I guess why not?
But make no mistake, she is just sharp as a whip, and she's also very, very hardworking, very sweet, very authentic and real and honest, and I just love her.
Yeah, you can see that on by watching the show.
Yeah.
So, Bachelor Talk, I heard that Colton got married, what, a week ago or so, and only person I think I saw was your former host, Chris Harrison, on the guest list. Were you not invited?
I was not invited.
I thought you
really?
And he were fine.
Me and Colton?
Yeah, I mean, I never heard...
I'm cool with all the former leads and cast members. I just don't stay in touch with them. It's just, I don't have the bandwidth to stay in touch with all of them.
So you didn't feel slighted?
No, I didn't feel slighted. But I thought Harrison looked good.
Well, there's so many rumors about Chris Harrison coming back to The Bachelor and that's a possibility.
Really?
Okay, that tells me a lot. Just by the way you answered that, not even a question. It was a statement.
Oh.
So you haven't heard anything like that?
I'm not I honestly have not, but, you know, again, I don't read everything and, and hear everything. I mean, you guys are much more in the loop, honestly. And I'm often the last to hear about my own shows, so...
Well, what seems like a harsh play early on, which would have been when, obviously, he lawyered up when he had his little problem. And it seems like now maybe that could come back around and have a nice payoff. Because is true or false, have the ratings taken a dip with Jesse as the host? And that's not a diss on him. I'm just saying, I don't know the answer to this.
I don't look at them week to week. I think all of network television has taken a dip.
Okay.
So you can't necessarily point to, you know, the change from Chris to Jesse as the reason or a inflection point.
Right.
It all happened. It's you know what's happened.
Yeah, yeah.
With network television and viewing habits and streaming, etc. And so I'm not sure that's a fact or an actual, you know, statement.
Well, Ken, let's stay on the Bachelor train here. I'm surprised this didn't happen sooner, and I'm talking about senior Bachelor.
Oh, man. Yeah,
Barnes, I mean, Barnes, seriously.
Maybe, you may have a job coming up.
Do I get to host senior Bachelor?
Oh, man. Yeah, the Golden. We're very excited about that. I don't know too much about it. Again, I'm sort of like, I find out roughly about the same time everyone else does.
Are you directing
as it? As the director. I hope to, yes. I hope to.
And that's this summer?
Right. Shoots this summer. Airs.
Wow, so you don't know if they've already picked?
I don't know where they are in casting. I should find out more about it.
You're so funny.
They've been casting for a while, though. As you know, they've been like, announcements and promos for years to try to just get the casting ball rolling so that when and if ABC greenlit it, we would be ready to go. And so that's what's happened.
Well, so I'm trying to visualize what senior Bachelor would be like.
Yeah, I'd love to see the auditions.
Well, don't be ageist, Barnes.
No, I'm just saying.
They have feelings.
Are we going to have the same kind of pool parties? Are we going to have the same kind of liquor budget?
I don't know. Don't.
Well, maybe more.
This is not a diss.
I'm
just trying to wrap my head around.
Because
a lot of people watch for the drama, and I guess they're, depending on the casting, could be good drama with senior Bachelor.
Right.
But I guess, what is the age for senior Bachelor? I mean, that could go
70.
65.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I believe so.
See, I was thinking it was like 75, 80.
No. 65.
Okay. So wow. Ken knows that. I mean, he knows that much about the show.
We could look it up. I could be wrong about that, too.
I was just assuming you were going to be like in the 50s, like 50 and up.
Well, no, then it's not. No.
I thought that would be the way they deemed senior. You know what I mean?
Right.
For TV.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think 65 is the number. I think that's always been in our culture's mind, sort of like the age where you retire and collect Social Security. And
I think this is smart, because who wants to be on Tinder at 65?
Right, and yet still young enough. I mean, look, I'm in my 60s now, and I feel, you know, I have all the same drama in my life that I did when I was in my 30s.
Is this a gap show? Is this replacing? There'll still be a Bachelor, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah, format's, I think, the same.
So it's going to air, like, September-ish?
Because
I haven't heard any.
It's out. I believe it's out, because ABC, they did their upfronts and everything. So I think that, I think it airs, anyway, that information's available. Yeah,
I watch all of that. We'll get more into it. Take a break. Back with Ken Fuchs, director of The Bachelor, Bachelorette, Shark Tank, Family Feud, Celebrity Family Feud. And right now, he is directing this show. We'll be right back.
This is The Morning X. Get in touch. Hi at themorningx.com. Barnes and Leslie.
The Morning X on 99. X!
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.